Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. JFTC Staff Opinion on Realtors Association of Jamaica, 1.5% Minimum Co-Broking Commission. The Jamaica Fair Trading Commission has issued a staff opinion on whether the Realtors Association of Jamaica may require members to pay a minimum 1.5% commission when two real estate companies co-broke a sale. This opinion directly affects how JM real estate professionals structure commission sharing agreements and could influence competitive practices across the industry. Review the full JFTC staff opinion at the link below to understand the regulatory stance on minimum co-broking commission requirements. Jamaica real estate headlines. Jamaicans urged to verify real estate professionals before deals. Jamaicans are being urged to verify the legitimacy of real estate professionals before entering into business agreements. For JM real estate professionals, this underscores the importance of maintaining proper credentials and transparency to build client trust in an environment where verification is increasingly expected. Ensure your professional standing is verifiable. Read more at the source. Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. REB urges public to verify licenses of JM real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board is advising the public to confirm that real estate dealers, developers, and salesmen are properly licensed before doing business with them. For JM real estate professionals, this REB guidance reinforces the importance of maintaining valid licenses and may increase client scrutiny of credentials. Ensure your REB license is current and be prepared to verify it to prospective clients. http://check/licenses/of-real-estate-professional/Jamaica-real-estate-headlines. Real Estate Board Jamaica sets standards for professional conduct. The Real Estate Board is establishing systems to enforce acceptable standards of professional and ethical conduct in real estate and land development. For JM real estate professionals, this creates a clearer framework for compliant practice and helps safeguard transactions for all parties involved. Review the Real Estate Board's mandate at the link below to ensure your operations align with current standards. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most JM jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most JM jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?